And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. And let me see. Seattle says they're closing their jails. Some cities have defunded the police. Portland actually has a wall of moms. There's a big article in the paper with moms telling the feds not to come in. They're more afraid of the feds. And I don't know if they think that the feds are made up of the army of the Soviet Union or North Korea or what. But the bottom line is it's crazy out there. You know, people are dying and they're saying, oh, well, no, we got it. No problem. We got this covered. So I'm asking if the president should declare a national emergency. And the second question I have, that's the first question. The second one, what's a meal? A meal or not a meal, what is a meal? Well, a meal can be anything. It can be a sandwich, could be a salad, could be almost anything. But it has to have some kind of definition if it's going to pass New York muster that you must have a meal and sit at a table at a bar before you can get a drink. So now let us go to line one, Diane in Buffalo. Diane, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. A sandwich is good enough. I said a bologna sandwich or cheese sandwich. I would think that would be sufficient.
I love a bologna sandwich. I've reacquainted myself with bologna after all these years. Very good.
Also, they'd have to hire extra people to make those sandwiches. It would cost the bars more money, too.
Yeah, the bars, unless they have access to a restaurant, they might have to put extra equipment in there, or who knows what, to pass muster. That's why I'm sure they're looking for shortcuts.
Okay, the reason I called is, you know, they closed the Erie County Holding Center. And there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the city of Buffalo. I don't know if it's going on in the suburbs, because I live in the city of Buffalo. But they are not arresting people for felonies over here. And they're not even giving them appearance tickets. And I wish someone would comment as to why this is going on. Byron Brown or Colin Carr or somebody, the police department. Because in the east side over here, I know there's a lot of people that are totally on drugs and they're insane or they're dysfunctional. And they don't really know what's going on. And, but somebody has to save Buffalo, because you can't just let people go around vandalizing and stealing. And
yeah, for one thing, we got that Andrew Cuomo no bail thing, no cash bail thing, so that people, even if they're given an appearance ticket, they're let right out, and so it didn't have much of an impact. Are you telling me there are no felony arrests in Buffalo now?
I was assaulted. I told you that's a felony. I'm 70 years old. And that's a felony to beat up an old lady on her own property that was...
Oh, okay.
No.
It may be an individual case, but it's not policy not to arrest a felon.
I'm not doing it. They're going up and down Broadway in cars and stopping cars, but they're not really coming when you call.
Okay. Well, we'll have to check that out. Thank you. Thank you, Diane. We'll have to check that out. Let's go to Gary in Williamsville on line two. Gary, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, first of all, bravo, well done, with style, grace, and integrity.
Thank you, Gary.
We'll miss our conversations.
Yeah, I'll miss you too. You're always one of the people who, when I see on the call list who's there, I always look forward to your sense of humor.
Let's go to the meal. There are times in my life where a Twinkie is a meal.
A Twinkie is a meal. Well, I like that thinking. That's really good.
As far as the sending in the federal troops to protect the federal buildings, when you arrest the children of the moms for the wall, which is that's what they're afraid of, the max. No plea bargain, no fancy lawyering, the maximum sentence, and let them carry what they did with them for the rest of their lives.
I like that. I like that thought.
As far as the rest of them, to all the people out there in the cities where all this is happening, you voted for this. Shut up and live it.
I love that, Gary. You should be a public official. You voted for it, now you're stuck with it, and don't come to us looking for a handout after they burn it down.
Letting this happen, same as New York State. All the people complaining about Governor Cuomo, I hear him every day. I guarantee you 50% of them voted for him. Wah, 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 cry me a river. Do a little research before you pull the D lever next time.
Love it. Hey, thanks, Gary. It's been fun. If we don't talk to you next week, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, Gary's exactly right. I always enjoy talking to Gary. He can be serious. He can be funny. He's a good all-around caller. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. I don't understand what's wrong with these sports teams now. They seem to be caving one after another, capitulating, like, please don't hurt us. We'll do anything you want. Tony, tell the audience what you just shared with me about the Red Sox.
Now, as anyone that's listened to this program for more than 5 minutes knows that I've been a Red Sox fan my whole life. Well, I saw a picture outside of Fenway Park, a giant banner. I'm assuming it's a banner, and it says Black Lives Matter. So later on today, when I get home, I'm grabbing all my Red Sox gear, my hats, my shirts. They're going in a box, and they're going to be stored in the basement.
Well, good for you. Good for you. I'm glad you're going to be proactive about this stuff. Yeah, I'm disgusted with it. I really am. I don't care if it's the Bills. I don't care who it is. I mean, we don't have to get political with our sports. Sports is designed to get you away from your problems, away from your cares, away from the tax man and the cops and everything else. You're supposed to be just enjoying a fine game of whatever, fill in the blanks. But now they're all getting political and they're trying to outdo each other. And what they don't realize is it's not going to matter in the end. All you're going to do is hurt yourself because it's not going to matter in the end. They, as I said in the last segment, the groups that go out there doing the looting and the pillaging and all that stuff, they're no better to the people that support them than the people who oppose them. It doesn't matter. They're just out to destroy. You don't count with them. It's not like, well, here, let's not loot this place, Acme Appliance, because they're with us. Look, they got a little sign there that says BLM. No, they'll do you the same as they'll do everybody else.
Just give them a reason.
Yeah, and then you've already given them everything you have, including your dignity, and they'll still burn you to the ground. So what the hell are you thinking about?
You know,
unless you are totally committed to a thought process that says BLM on it, I have no problem with BLM as a group, but I do have a problem when they start taking down buildings and people are dying.
Well, I have a problem with them as a group because they're a Marxist organization. They're fundraising for the Democrats. They're not doing anything to help black lives. So to me, they're phony. And I'm, you know, the thing is, I love the fact that we're going to get into more discussion. People are talking, blacks and whites, these are the issues. That's great. Let's do that. More conversation. But when you get into phony garbage like Black Lives Matter, like I said, a Marxist organization raising money for the Democrats, they're not really out for black lives. They're not marching in Chicago to try to take care of the violence that's destroying that city.
All right, well, calm down for a minute. Yeah, don't misconstrue what I said. I'm all right with the concept of Black Lives Matter. I'm not okay with the activity and the deportment and the behavior of Black Lives Matter. And as I said a couple of days ago, they let their group be taken over by radicals. And so that's all they are now. They're using something that at the beginning had some merit to it, but now doesn't mean anything. It's just another terrorist group.
And look who's funding them.
Soros.
Yeah.
Soros is funding everything. I think if we die and go to hell, we'll find out that Soros has financed the devil all these years. Not that I would be going there. I want to go where Dan Neverth goes, to the bank. All right, let's see. Who do we have? We got one of my favorite people in the world. Let's go to line 5, Ella in West Seneca. Ella, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. You just make me laugh.
Well, that's good. That's why I'm here.
Now, number one, first thing I'd like to say, I would echo the sentiments that Ann gave you yesterday. I couldn't get through your line. The phone was falling off the hook.
Nope. Well, yeah, it was good. It's good today, too, yeah.
Once a week, get on the air with us old-timers, okay? As to the question, I think the president needs to do anything he needs to do to end all this insanity.
I'm with you. Anything that is legal should be done.
Right.
And he says he's the law and order guy. Let's prove it. Let's do it. Words are one thing, actions are another.
And the other question, what is a meal? A meal is anything that's nutritious that satisfies your hunger, as long as it includes dessert.
Yeah, you got to have dessert. Well, let me ask you, I've never asked you all these times you've been on the air with me, are you a good cook?
I used to be.
Yeah?
But
well, I'm sure you still are.
And I've been alone for 20 years. It's a different ballgame.
Yeah, when you're cooking for yourself only, it's different than cooking for somebody else and yourself. I totally agree with that.
Yes. And also, my daughter was trying to push me to Meals on Wheels, and I was twice in rehab for 6 weeks at a time. I'm sorry. I like my meat and potatoes and simple cooking. None of these fancy spices and stuff. Just plain meat and potatoes.
You know, I've noticed that when you go to the restaurant now, it's almost like they're all competing for an art contest. They make the food look like a painting or something. And, yeah, I'm sure it's still good and it's expensive, but oftentimes doesn't satisfy my appetite.
And you will be sorely missed, Sandy.
You're sweet. Thank you.
And I would like to wish for you and Bernadette, and you are so fortunate to have her in your life.
Oh, I know that, and the reason I know it is she tells me that every day, how fortunate I am to have her in my life.
Well, that
starts that in the morning, last thing at night. So to remind me in case I forgot, you know.
So what I wish for you too, many years of good health to be together.
Well, thank you. I'm hoping for that too. Worked a long time to get to the point where retirement was rational and reasonable, and luckily Bernadette's here to take that ride with me.
Well, she's got a heavy load.
Now, let's not be harsh. I know what you mean. I'm just having fun with you.
And, I mean, I was caretaker for 20 years, Sandy.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah. He retired December 82. February 83, he had a brainstem hemorrhage, and I took care of my husband at home till 2000.
Well, I'm sure he was a very fortunate man, Ella, and I hope I'll talk to you again next week before I leave the airways.
Now, senior moment. Oh, Sandy, I wish you would let me do something. In these trying times, when I was in my late teens or early 20s, I came across a very simple, beautiful prayer. Could I say that over the air?
Yeah, you can, sure.
It's simply trust him. Trust him when you are weary. Trust him when your strength is small. Trust him when to simply trust him is the hardest thing of all. He is ever faithful. Oh, God, senior moment. I can't remember the. But the bottom line is just trust him. Oh, his will is best. Trust him when to simply trust him is the hardest thing of all.
Well, thank you. That is very sweet, Ella. Thank you. I hope to talk to you again next week before I sign off. It wouldn't be a proper sign off unless I did. So talk to you next week. Thank you. All right. Mr. Beamer, hard to follow that, but what do you have for us?
Oh, so that's why you passed it to me.
Yeah, really.
We will go back to the Facebook, and we will go with a top fan, Tom. Tom says, Sandy...
Is it Tom Bowerly?
It doesn't say on here. It's Tom Jean. So I'm guessing it's a split Facebook account.
Okay. So it isn't Tom. I thought I would get one from him, but go ahead.
All right. Tom says, the president calling out federal troops to places like Portland, Seattle, and Chicago is necessary. And I don't really think it's an election thing. I think it's safety of this country. Once people start seeing what's allowed in these liberal-run cities, it won't be long until it happens here.
Sure, because I'm sure people have had thoughts like that. But once they see it in operation, they see that it doesn't look like there's much of a penalty. They're liable to start their own homegrown version of it. These are not the dyed-in-the-wool, Marxists. These are Marxists with training wheels. But if it works somewhere else, why not give it a try? Another, please. Oh, okay. Whoa, man, that was a quick change.
We're getting a lot of action today, Sandy.
Well, yes, we are. We got a ton of action. It's sweet to talk to Ella and the others. We've had a really loyal group of callers, and you get, even though you don't even get to meet most of them, you certainly get to feel attached to them, and so we're getting a lot of response from people who are associated with the show over the years too, right, Tony? A lot of our ex-producers and call screeners and things like that.
Yeah, people coming out of the woodwork, people I haven't heard from in a long time. Please tell Sandy, you know, congratulations on retirement. I remember this, I remember that.
Sure. And
it's great. And it gives us a chance to go down memory lane.
It does. Believe me, we're covering all the bases. All right, we'll take a break now and return. We got a half hour to go with Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. With the Beach and Company of Sandy Beach, taking those phone calls, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. You can also go to the Sandy Beach Facebook page, or you can text, text us at 716-803-0930. Let us go to line 3. My friend Don is on line 3. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony, to you wonderful people.
Well, good morning. Good morning. See that we grew up as Red Sox fans, and I don't know if you're a Phillies fan now that you live near Philadelphia, but Tony's packing away his Red Sox gear because they're getting political.
Yes, that's what he alluded to, and I'm sure he's a man of his word, and he will do that.
Well, have you stayed a Red Sox fan, or have you drifted over to something in Philadelphia?
No, I follow and root for all the local teams. I'm a local yokel, as they would say. However, you're a little mistaken about in the past. When I lived in Massachusetts, I hope Tony doesn't hear this, I was a Yankee fan.
I didn't know that. I thought we were all Red Sox fans. I used to go, and I didn't go to that many games because it was expensive, but I used to watch them on TV and everything.
I liked the Red Sox. I did not dislike them. I rooted for them to win every time they played, with the exception of when they played the Yankees.
Okay. So you're a secret turncoat. I'm going to have to get a new best friend. I'm a little late in the game to auditioning new best friends there, Don.
It's never too late.
What's on your mind today?
When Bernadette and my wife Barbara reminds both of us of how lucky we are to have them in our life, and they do remind us, or I'm sure Barbara reminds me frequently, and you want to know what? They're right.
They are right. Thank heavens for them. What would we do? We'd be bumping into walls, man.
You got that right. At least I know I would be. I don't know about yourself, but I think they're as right can be.
Oh, me too. Absolutely, 100%. I'll give that to you.
Also, when the mayors of these large cities are turning down Mr. Trump's pledge of assistance in helping them get through these difficult times, they're all turning them down because they're afraid that Mr. Trump is going to expose them and going to show the shortcomings of these mayors because they've been dismal failures.
Well, I think their shortcomings are readily apparent. I mean, when they stand by and watch their cities burn and some of their population die and they say, we got to cover, what the hell do they have covered? They have nothing covered. They're covering their you-know-what, and that's it.
That's exactly what they're covering, and it doesn't need. It's not even worth covering. But that's the way it is.
Are you as shocked as I am? I mean, I'm not unworldly, but I did not know we had so many mayors and governors that were so radical left wing.
They're definitely radical left wing, but it all comes down to whatever you've been saying before. That it's all to defeat Trump and make sure he doesn't get a second term. It's as simple as that.
I've never seen anything like it, this hatred for Trump in the press, in the opposite party. The opposite party, you expect them to be opposition, but it doesn't have to be hateful.
No, it doesn't, but unfortunately it is.
It is.
As simple as that.
And it's quite apparent. I think without question, and I don't think this is wishful thinking, we have so many people now who aren't expressing it, but they'll express it at the ballot box. And I think Trump is going to run away with this because I don't think people like to turn on their TV set or their radio and hear how the country's burning down.
No, I don't. I agree with you. And I like the commercial that they're running now, Mr. Trump is running now, where this elderly woman sees somebody trying to break into her house. You could see in the background, and they're trying to pry open the door, and she's on the phone calling, like, 911, and she's definitely not getting any help from that because there is nobody going to answer the phone, and then it just shows her dropping the phone, and you know what happens after that. And I think that's a very effective commercial.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, well, thank you for calling, Mr. Don.
Thanks. One more thing,
yeah.
Andy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know the DA of Philadelphia, his name is Mr. Krasner, has vowed to arrest any federal agent who shows up in Philadelphia? In other words, just makes an appearance, he's arrested.
First of all, I didn't know that the DA had arresting power. You could send out a legal thing, but I didn't know that he could actually arrest somebody.
Well, he's going to have them arrested. I'm not saying he personally is.
Okay. He's going to have federal people arrested if they show up.
Just by being there. Yes, absolutely. I've heard that all day yesterday.
Oh, my God. The country's going to hell in a handbasket in a hurry. Well, thanks for bringing another thing to put in the basket, Don. We'll be talking to you next week, I hope.
I'm sure you will, and you guys have a good weekend.
Oh, we will. Thank you. I had heard what Don just said about the DA. I don't know on what grounds they could arrest some federal agent. I want a holy picture of that happening. You believe that, Tony?
It's crazy. But you remember, was it last week, we had a story of how many district attorneys George Soros has financially bankrolled
throughout the
country.
Yeah. Well, they've discredited that wacky woman regarding the two people defending their house. The governor of that state, Missouri, said that if there's any conviction, he would immediately vacate it. So I don't know why they're wasting the taxpayers' money there. Everybody, national, local, statewide, calling it a total miscarriage of justice. And I think people like that should be removed from office because she has let her personal feelings interfere with her professional responsibilities. That's the best way to put it, I think. All right, let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Line four would be Neil in Forestville. Neil, you're on WBEN.
Good afternoon, Sandy.
Hello there, Neil.
How are you today?
Good, I'm fine. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm really going to miss you, and it didn't hit me until I heard Ann speak yesterday and her thoughtful words, and I teared up as well.
Ann brought tears to my eyes. She's a fantastic woman. She really is.
She's also a very powerful caller, and the people you've had on over the years have educated me. They've allowed me to open my eyes and see things that I wouldn't normally see, maybe not agree with, but I really appreciate you. And I know people reserve this for people who served, but I appreciate your service to our community, to me personally. I mean, I wake up with you morning, you know, I have a coffee with you, and I feel like a good friend of yours.
Well, thank you. Save me a piece of pastry. Thank you very much. And I've learned a lot from the listeners, too, because oftentimes they round out between what one of us knows, we all know, when they share it with us on the air. What can I help you with today? You have something on our subjects?
Yes, sir. The federal troops should be sent in to train men in the state so that we can, you know, take back our own states.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with that. I don't know why people get so ultra nervous. It's not like we run the kind of government that would come in to bang down the door of your house. The bottom line is the people used to implement what the president wants are our sons, daughters, cousins, neighbors, workmates, they're regular people, and they are all wearing our uniforms. So if they can stop the crimes going on, I mean, when you're burning a building down or when people die, like two died in the CHOP alone, it's got to stop. It cannot continue.
Yes, sir. And as far as like the food, does the law actually state you have to eat the food? Because
I don't think it says you have to eat the food. It says you have to have the food. Exactly. Now, I guess you could order it, put it on the table, and say, I'm not that hungry, but I could go for a good beer right now.
I do love you, Sandy and Tony, and thanks for, you know, the laughs, the tears, the education, and I love your interview technique. Like, I learned so much about people by talking to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for the call, too. All right. Getting some nice things. Bill in Eden is next, and Bill's on line five. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. Yeah, I heard Ann yesterday, too, and she's wonderful. And I heard Ella today, and God bless Ella. I liked what she said about trust him, because if you think of the word faith as an acronym, just think about it as forget about it, trust him.
So, oh, yeah, that's good. Hope, solid advice.
Maybe you could keep us in mind, you know, as you go along here. Wouldn't it be great if you could have, like, little get-togethers with some of your listeners from across the years, maybe a few at a time in an open-air kind of outdoor kind of food place or something?
You know what? I'll keep you informed. Bernie, come here for a minute. I'll keep you informed on something like that because I have a website that we've been using for our travel with Dan Neverth and myself, and I can post things there. And what's the address?
The address is The Adventures with Sandy and Danny, but we'll also be putting together a private Sandy Beach webpage, or Facebook page in the next week or so.
So there'll be ways that I can talk to you and you can talk to me, not on the air.
Okay.
And so that'll be nice.
Even like Parler, like I mentioned that before, that you might like that. Bernadette, I could get on that for you. You might enjoy that too.
Okay.
Like when you do that Hamburg thing, if you go to that Hamburg restaurant, I'd be thrilled to pay my own way and sit in the corner far apart from you just to have, you know, like a nice lunch or something and say, wave to Sandy, oh, you're great.
That'd be nice. Occasionally, you know, we've had reunions of people who've been on trips with us, and they're very well attended. Yeah, we could have a really good time if I said, anybody want to join us and name the restaurant and whatever, and that could be fun.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that. Now to your topics today. I think this is a coordinated, funded, orchestrated mayhem that's happening in these liberal cities. And I know that when the election comes up, there's going to be some kind of cheating going on. They want to try with all this mail-in stuff. So the idea for a national emergency, especially since some federal officers, I've heard they've been blinded by, like, through lasers and whatever things, we need some kind of force that would have even, like, you know, that sound equipment that could blast sound into crowds to disperse crowds. And my idea to take the expression, the view from 30,000 feet here, this is like the fruit that's the full-grown fruit on the tree of the liberal Democrat leadership. I'm thinking with this election coming up, in November, make your plans now. Let's all get out there and vote them all out, and I wish we could have, like I said before, like a Governor Bellavia here in New York at some point to turn things around, because you need like a governorship to do.
He would be a law and order guy. I can tell you that. He'd be a solid performer. So, okay, thank you. And thanks for the compliments. And thanks for the call, too. Appreciate it. Let us go to line two, which would be Kathy. Kathy, you're on WBEN.
Good morning. You are one of my favorite people.
Thank you.
And listening to you since you were on radio at dinner time, my sister and I, she's gone now, but we would have dinner with you every night.
How nice. Very nice. Well, I've been here since 1968, and
yep.
I've kind of covered the market, AM and FM.
You were our dinner companion many, many nights. But what I wanted to say is, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I think all your listeners, and you have millions, I think all your listeners should give you a wedding present. And your wedding present would be that we would donate money to the SPCA in you and Bernadette's name.
Well, that would be it's a very nice thought. And maybe Bernadette and I might talk to Gina and be doing some volunteer work at the SPCA.
Well, you are going to be so missed.
Well, you're sweet. Keep tuned to like the other addresses I gave, because we're going to get a new cat, and her name is Anya, and we'll see how she gets along with the other cats, and maybe we'll post some video there.
It'll be interesting. Well, you have a wonderful life.
Well, thank you very much, and it is wonderful because of people like you. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we got time for one more call on line one. That's Daryl. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
You got to promise me one thing.
What's that, Daryl?
You are not going to sit on your butt. Bernadette, you keep me moving.
What have you been talking to Bernadette? I'm not going to sit on my rear end except for the 6 hours I'm watching racing. And other things that I like, I'll have that remote moving.
You will, yeah. You know, there's 24-hour movies.
Yeah, there's. We have Netflix, and I got a good variety of things here. I might as well get started. I'm going to work on a stand-up comedy thing. I'm going to write 30 minutes. I can do that. It'll take a little while to get it done, but I'm going to get it done. And I've got other things that I've been putting off that I want to get started on.
Have you ever thought about playing a musical instrument or anything? You know,
I know how to play the guitar, but that was from when I was a kid, so I'm sure I forgot it by now. Not necessarily, but there's a lot of things I have an interest in. So we'll see. We'll see where that goes.
You're going to be surprised. A year, I'll bet you, if I talk to you a year after you retire, you are going to say, I have found all kinds of stuff. If you love to play poker, you can.
Oh, sure. Well, there's a time that I used to go up to the casino and play poker all the time, and I'd go there about 4 in the morning, and the guys that were there playing that were still there have been playing for a long time, and I had just awakened, so I was nice and fresh, and I liked that. I enjoyed that. I might be playing some more poker. You never can tell.
I got to do the subject.
Okay, quickly, got about a minute.
President Trump has a right to do it. It's part of his office. They're saying he can't do it. Bull crap. We put the wall in. We're gonna restore our country so that we can have pride in America.
I'm with you, Daryl. Thanks for calling. Thank you very much for calling. A lot of good calls today, Tony.
Yeah, we did very well.
Yeah, did very well. A lot of good postings and whatever. We got another week on this show. A week from today, we will be signing off at this time.
Can't we just make time stand still?
Yeah, we could. Then I'd be younger. That would be nice.
Oh, we'll roll back the clock.
So thanks to all of you. We'll see you on Monday on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?